Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
9:27, Tommy Tucker looking out of the window here at the Regions Bank building, 8th floor corner of Poydras and Magazine. It looks like something out of a Charles Dickens novel. Well, as would be described in a Charles Dickens novel, because they don't usually have pictures. Anyway, Jacqueline Hotar joins us now, president of St. John the Baptist Parish. Morning, Jacqueline. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. What about you all?
I am loving this cold weather. I'm loving the snow. I wish I'm hearkening back to 04 when my kid was 8 years old and we're out throwing snowballs at each other. Now the kid's 28 and lives out of town. That's why I'm encouraging parents to stay off the road, stay home, get out with your kids and have some fun.
Yes, there's enough snow. I'm sitting in the living room just looking out of the window, and I've never seen anything like this. And I'm not thinking back to 04, but I'm thinking my dad, and he lives in the neighborhood. He's a hunter, so I know in his mind he's just thinking, man, I wish I were hunting right now. This is the perfect, you know, weather to have a deer come crawling out there.
Well, maybe for him, not so much for the deer.
Not so much for the deer. Well, I'm a southern hunter's daughter.
That's
so,
Seinfeld bit. It depends on when you're watching these nature shows. If you're watching the zebra being chased by the lion, if you're rooting for the zebra, you're saying run, run. If you're rooting for the lion, you're saying get him. But that's nature, right?
It's all about perspective.
It
that's
is.
Right.
Tell me what's going on in St. John the Baptist Parish as far as the snow and freeze and roadways and everything else.
So far, so good. I mean, I-55 is closed from I-10 to Ponchatoula, I-10 from US 51 to 190 is closed, and we expected that. Right now, Airline, I believe, is still open, but we're still asking people, please don't try and get on the road, and we especially want to make sure that our roadways that are open remain open if, you know, there is an emergency and fire, police, or EMS need to respond. We are doubled up on our fire department. We've got all of our utilities crews on standby to address leaks or any outages. Thankfully, we haven't had any of that, but we're still not through the worst of this. We had one power outage, and that's been restored. It was restored very quickly, and we've been in contact with Energy really in preparation for the event. Like any other event we prepare for, we get all of the folks in the room. And so we're just remaining prepared and ready to respond and hope that we get through this with just some stories to tell and pictures of snowmen.
What's your biggest concern right now?
My biggest concern is, you know, if we have water leaks and, you know, just busted pipes, that could lead to outages as we try and rebuild pressure in the system. But we're just going to remain hopeful that that doesn't happen, that everyone took all of those precautions. And also with the understanding that, right, we're not prepared for blizzard type weather, but hopefully that all of the precautions that were taken are successful and we don't have that. And then, of course, if there's an electricity outage, You know, that could cause some real problems in this type of weather. We do have our warming centers open. We have two residents in our East Bank Warming Center, none on the West Bank Warming Center, but they are open for individuals who just may not have adequate, you know, heating in their home and want to come and stay warm with us. So that is available.
What about the situation with businesses being open or closed, or are you advising anybody get out to do anything at all?
No, I'd advise everyone to just stay put, hunker down, stay indoors. I mean, the conditions really aren't safe. And once all of this snow settles and the roads start to freeze, it's just going to be slick and messy out there. And so I would encourage anyone, unless it is an emergency, please do not try and get on the road at all. Just stay put inside and enjoy the snow. Make a snowman. You know, if you need to get outside, just go out there and make a snowman. But please don't get on the road.
And just to recap this, when it comes to water pressure, people running the water, boil water advisory, everything's fine. No worries about putting out fires or anything else. And again, the usual precautions with heating and using common sense and not killing yourself either with carbon monoxide or burning your house down.
Correct. And during the day, you don't need to trickle your faucet. You know, when everyone's up and, you know, using restrooms, washing hands, and you're keeping that flow through the system, you don't need to run the water. When you go to sleep, you can trickle, and just a trickle, not full blast, not every faucet. You just need a trickle just to keep the flow. It keeps it from freezing. And then when the first person gets up in the morning, you can shut all that off because there will be, you know, consumption going through the system. So we encourage residents to do the trickle, but whenever you wake up and everyone's moving around, you can shut all that off.
Yeah, it is a mixed bag because I know Colin Arnold, the director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness earlier, was suggesting because of below water pressure in certain areas that people maybe refrain from dishwashers or using the laundry, the washing machine. However, as Matt Jewell said, what you just said, Jacqueline, is that by doing those normal things, that keeps the water flowing so you don't have to run it.
It keeps it flowing, but so will just, you know, going to the restroom.
Right, exactly.
You know, you don't necessarily need to, you know, wash all the clothes in the house, but which it's funny because we know our residents when we prepare for a storm. I know I did, so let me make sure everything's washed. But just the normal little light consumption will keep enough water flowing through the pipe. So you don't need to do any of that. We want to conserve as best as we can.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Jacqueline Hotard, president of St. John the Baptist Parish, she said stay put, especially if you're a deer. 9:33, 27 till 10, traffic now, WWL.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.